Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Politician Robbie Starbuck tweeted about Megan Fox's kids the other day. Now, I don't care who you are. If you're a politician, if you're a celebrity, if you're some random troll on the internet, do not post pictures of somebody else's kids and then comment on them.
Ew, that is so cringe.
It's disgusting. He posted a photo of her and her kids, and then he captioned it, "These are Megan Fox's sons." And for context, it's a photo of Megan and then her three sons. If you look at it at first glance, they look like what a typical girl child would look like. And he commented, "We used to live in the same gated community and our kids played at the park. I saw two of them have a full-on breakdown saying they were forced by their mom to wear girls' clothes as their nanny tried to console them. It's pure child abuse." So then she responded on Instagram. She said, "Exploiting my child's gender identity to gain attention in your political campaign has put you on the wrong side of the universe. I have been burned at the stake by insecure, narcissistic, impotent little men like you many times, and yet I'm still here. You effed with the wrong witch."
It
sounds like somebody you don't really want to mess with.
I mean, what was he doing it for? I mean,
attention.
It's based on nothing, right? Just attention.
Yeah, and to get people riled up on social media. I mean, really, like, it's such a low blow to come for anybody's children. It really is mind-boggling to me.
Yeah.
It's gross. The only time I feel like you can comment on a celeb's kids is if they are putting themselves out there. And you know who has been out there and absolutely crushing it is Beyonce and Jay-Z's daughter, Blue Ivy Carter. So people are praising her because she is performing on one of the biggest tours, of course, of the year, but honestly, probably of the decade and century, let's be real. And she's been doing it like a total pro. She first surprised fans while we were out on break in Paris and then recently came out for her show in London.
Well, she's opening for her mom.
She's not opening. She's like coming out
with.
For
Oh, she just comes on stage.
Songs.
Okay.
Yeah. She's dancing like with the rest of the crew. Fans of hers are calling themselves the Ivy League, which I think is so cute. She has her own little fan base. She's already won a Grammy for appearing in her mom's music video for Brown Skin Girl and also has a writing credit on the song. So it's safe to say if and when Beyonce does retire, we have a very worthy replacement.
Go ahead.
Every video I've seen so far, she was a step behind, though.
You got problems.
I think she could use a little more practice.
How old is she?
I don't know how old she is.
I think she's like 11. Yeah. She's really
Step
young.
It up.
Yeah.
It's time to take it serious.
That's what I'm thinking.
Very sweet. Her mom is including her in the show.
I'm sure that Beyonce and Jay-Z have been sitting her down and just want to let and say, you know, like, I just want to let you know that there are going to be people, no matter how talented you are, that are always going to say that the only reason why you got to this level was because you had our influence as parents. So no matter how talented you are, just get ready for that.
Well, it's sort of like 100%. Having the best internship ever. Like, you come out and you get to be on one of the biggest tours ever. I mean, even if she is a step behind, she is doing her best and she looks so cute doing it. She always has like these little glasses on. I think it's precious.
Like, those are core memories that she's making with her mom, not Beyonce. Her mom on stage.
Exactly. Okay, Chelsea Handler, she revealed that her 4-year-long relationship ended because of a hookup with their masseuse. So Andy Cohen asked if she had ever dated a woman, and Chelsea was like, "Yeah, I've slept with a woman, but I've never dated one." She did admit to having a threesome with the masseuse and her boyfriend, but she said that she ended up hooking up with the masseuse several times without the guy that she was dating.
Oopsie.
Again, 4-year relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Hooks up with her masseuse. And that's when she said she knew
it was time to break up with him.
Or the fourth time. She knew.
Several times. So she was like, yeah, I was more interested in hooking up with my masseuse than my boyfriend of 4 years. I'm pretty sure that's time to turn the tables. Back in 2012, she said the reason that she thought her relationship with this guy didn't last was she said that she would come home from work and her boyfriend would be like, do you want to watch your show? And she's like, dude, I've been working on this show all day. Literally the last thing I want to do.
Was this
is
the
watch
TV
it.
Guy that she was?
Ted.
Okay.
So that's what she told Marie Claire, which it sounds like that's now a cover up. It sounds like a certain masseuse had something to do with it as well. Wednesday actress Jenna Ortega says the second season of her show Wednesday will go where no teen drama has ever gone before. She's ditching the love triangle. She's already taken a lot of creative control over the first season of the show, but she's going to be a producer for the next season and says that in conversations, they've decided to totally ditch the love triangle and go in more of a horror route, which is very different. If you watched any teen show like The Love Triangle, it is the bread and butter of all these storylines and plot lines. So I guess they're just going to have to be a little bit scarier without the breakups. For more stories, head to thebirdshow.com. Click eBuzz.
Get it. The Bird Show.